This is food for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
A lot of criticism of the civil rights movement has been the fact that it was looked at by some as a bunch of men marching in the streets, and that the role of women was sort of celebrated. That's not the case here in Selma, which really directed by a female and starts with a woman being denied the right to vote sort of grotesquely by being forced to name the first name and last name of all the county judges in an Alabama county. These are the things that happened one generation ago. And it bears a memory. The protests of Ferguson and all of the sort of recent killings by young men of color by police officers, sort of shocking to people that don't remember that it wasn't that long ago that young men of color were beaten in the streets and it was televised. So that sort of theater of war that was utilized to put pressure on the government and to, the movie takes the point of view that Martin Luther King used what he knew would be a strategic advantage to put pressure on Lyndon Johnson and sort of force his hand to create the Voting Rights Act, which unfortunately was gutted last year in 2014. There's a whole political discussion revolving around that, and it's going to impact the way Latinos are allowed to vote or are pressured to vote. That's a whole separate argument, and one in which the Democratic and Republican parties are sort of chomping at the bits to take advantage of, and sort of potentially will help swing the 2016 election one way or the other. These are the things that movies like Selma make you think about, because as much as they are timeless, they are also timely. Almost everything that was happening 58 years ago, 59 years ago, are happening again in 2015, 60 years ago. So, yes, as we're aging, it becomes more and more relevant. Interesting sort of point of view of the film is you see Martin Luther King sort of aging out of his young men anger, and you see the young men will march in the streets and be beaten, and they have the energy to jump up and do it again. But older men, and King was 39, maybe they don't like the bloodshed as much. They'd rather come to a legislative and lasting change.